Hello everyone, this is Kelly Beard of KarmicTools.com and this is your weekly forecast for November 12th through the 18th of 2023. So our quote for the week says, step beyond the history to learn from the ancestors and listen to your own soul. Ashe. This week brings the Scorpio new moon, which is why I chose this visual of a little sliver on the horizon. This is ancestor season. I chose the quote. We've actually used this one before, but it's a really good one to keep in mind. To step beyond the history and learn and listen. Check in with your own soul. This week is going to be quite transformative. So let's dive in. So our big day is Monday the 13th, kicking it off with Sun opposing Uranus. Now keep in mind, same day is the new moon, which means the Sun and Moon are together. And Mars and Ceres are there in Scorpio as well. So there's a huge party of four in Scorpio across from Jupiter and Uranus, making it very micro to macro. So be ready for surprises with this energy. Your routine may be disrupted by you and or others. Now is not the time to be practical, nor is it the time to make any huge decisions. What it is best for is experimenting with alternative modes of expression. A part of you undergoes a mini transformation under this energy's influence because it wakes up a part of you that is requiring a whole new expression. You may not recognize it right away, but you have changed. You are a new you, and it's time that you acknowledge that fact so that everyone else can too. The Scorpio new moon is really powerful for seeding your deepest soul level desires. This is an annual opportunity to return to the infinite void or a conception point and set some completely new intentions. There is also additional energy at this time from your invisible team of support, from your angels, ancestors, Orisha, and animal spirit guides who walk with you now and always. This new moon opens a portal of sorts. One that allows us to align with the ultimate power of transformation, transcending the current form on personal sun-moon levels, as well as eclipse social collective levels. Okay, so we're finishing up with this lunation. We had the final eclipse in the Taurus-Scorpio, on the Taurus-Scorpio axis. So this is annual, yes, but then it's also bigger in a 10 and 20 year cycle. So let's think bigger. And because the form is being conceived at this time, or I should say the new form, you may not know what the exact logistics are, you know, 3D stuff, but you can connect with the essence of what you want to co-create, the essence of what you want to feel, the essence of what you want your earthly experience to be. Connect to the essence and connect to a new level of authentic power that is in sync with your own individual system. Connect to that which you want to bring to life, that which you want to bring from invisible form, which is Scorpio zone, into the visible form, which is the Taurus zone, in a way that serves you and benefits others while harming none. Then do your power wishes, Scorpio intentions, around initiating an annual cycle of transformation and manifestation that anchors the larger 10 and 20 year cycles. We are expanding the possibilities as we speak that enable us to combine our deepest core values with our most expanded vision for humanity, one soul at a time. This new moon asks us to get congruent with our inner and outer selves and renew our commitment to positive change. All of this speaks to the new realms emerging in place of all that has crumbled in recent years. Many sprouts of your hard work are breaking ground, and if not, I suspect that a clearing is in the works, so it won't be long. Hang in there. As you're setting your new moon intentions, consider how you feel about Pluto issues, death, power, sex, money, and resources, among other things. Renew your dedication to holding your own structure, owning your inner authority, and directing your personal power in new and better ways. All of that is getting an upgrade thanks to the current alignments in the sky pattern. I would add here that it is also the time of year when we do the most readings, divinations, and consulting with the ancestors Because it is the time of year that we ask for clarity on all that has gone before, so that we can make the best decisions about how to go forward with their blessing. There is an underworld journey of sorts that is available and customized for each of us. So, happy new moon. Now, if you really want to add some juju to the mix, you can join Yeye and I for the monthly money pouring ritual. You just have to sign up for her Patreon for $5 or more. It's Monday the 13th on the actual new moon at 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific. Then we jump to Wednesday the 15th when Mercury will sextile Venus. This is air and fire, Sag and Libra. This is a great opportunity to beautify your ideas, improve or deepen them so that they are expressing more of your unique authenticity. Communication in relationships usually goes well under this influence. This energy also turns your thoughts and ideas toward how you feel and what inspires you with love and beauty. This is a great time to be particularly creative or do something that activates your own inner artist. It is best to keep it light and let go of your mundane burdens just for a time. Pleasure reading, a walk on the beach, a play, or a museum are all good things to do at some point this week, if possible. Deep breath. Mercury and Venus trying to lighten it up. I would say keep it spiritual as well because of the Sag energy. But also recognize Mercury's going into the retrograde zone, so our consciousness is getting an upgrade for the last quarter of the year. Now we jump from Wednesday to Friday the 17th, when Mars and Sun, who are together, will trine Neptune in Pisces. So now we got a bunch of water energy, very important to navigate consciously and to hold good boundaries while you do it. Mars trining Neptune says this energy is good for spiritual exploration, digging deeper into your place in the cosmos, and in relation to others. Your energy is best turned inward as you find just how much who you are and what you want has actually changed over recent years, and using this energy to infuse more depth into your heart's desires. By infusing your dreams and visions for yourself, you naturally bless others and the universe. You may feel inclined to help others, but always balance that drive with some objectivity. Are those you're helping just as dedicated and invested as you are to the common cause? This is a very laid-back energy that allows you time to take effective action on behalf of your dreams and/or spiritual growth, more than outward action or specific steps. Okay, so the effective action steps are happening around your dreams and spiritual growth, not necessarily out in the world as specific steps. So enjoy it. This is an exploration kind of energy. Neptune inspires you to a new vision. Mars wants to take action on that, but we're not always very clear, and it's too easy to not be clear. So we want to get grounded and tap into our psychic intuitive parts to see what is actually the best thing for you, the individual. Mars and Sun are all about you, the individual. Neptune is activating the spirituality and the connection to all that is, and all the dreams and visions and beauty and art and all those good things that Neptune can be part of. But know that Sun Mars is personal, you the individual, this week, kind of waking up to the next level of the vision, especially if you are literally closing out 23 and calling in a new vision for 2024. So the Sun to Neptune contact says this energy triggers your idealistic, altruistic inclinations. But remember that help has to be invited. That said, if you have the energy to share and to spare, then dedicate yourself to something greater than you. Choose a cause to support or help those less fortunate for the sheer pleasure of giving. However, if your energy is low at this time, it is better directed inward. Okay, there's two things that are telling us to go inward. If you can, take some extra time in intentional solitude, praying, meditating, and connecting to spirit this week. You will be rewarded with deep revelations and mystical discoveries within you. It's a great time to do divinations, ritual, or ceremony if you're into that. Your intuition is heightened also, so pay attention to any messages that come through or to you. Try to use this energy to reflect on where you are and dream a little bit about where you want to be mentally, spiritually, and physically in 6 months to a year from now. Deep breath. Now, after all that inspiration, opportunity, setting intentions for conceiving a whole new kind of life that is radically different from what you're used to, and hopefully in a good way. Now we get to the Sun conjunct Mars. This is what initiates the new cycle. So I kind of like all the preparation that leads to Saturday the 18th, when Sun will conjunct Mars. This is the most potent combination of who you are and what you want, joining forces and increasing the power. The blessing of this energy is that if you are clear on those two points, you will have immense energy to pursue your goals and aspirations, both personally and professionally. Do not waste the opportunity to tap into this energy, which can and most likely will propel you to the next level. This energy can and will only make you irritable and argumentative if your ego is engaged and your insecurities become overwhelming. It would be much more productive to take some time alone to assess how you could improve things for yourself and begin that process, fully supported by this potent, creative, fiery energy. Well, this is a watery energy because this is happening in Scorpio. So my other additional note would say that Mars is only there every 2 years. So this is a powerful time to line up with the Sun and initiate a new cycle in the Scorpio Taurus department, which of course naturally affects Leo Aquarius by default. To that end, I must say that my most recent events, which was the Scorpio Gate of Power fire ceremony held on November 7th, last Tuesday, and the Venus Circle replay and the Soul Sisters Circle replay. After doing all three of them, I realized how deeply related all of the advice, the reminders, the clarifications are for everyone, and especially those of you with strong Libra Scorpio zones happening anyway. That, if you have a lot of Libra Scorpio or conversely Aries Taurus, what's across from it, it's important to check in right now because there's a lot of upgrades going on. Remember, I said in that Scorpio side of things, Sun and Moon are all together. Mars is only there every 2 years, so that's special. Sirius is only there every 4 to 5 years, so that also is special. And Sirius has to do with how we nurture and like to be nurtured. And in Scorpio, we're nurturing the soul, okay? We're reconnecting, feeding, nourishing, caring for, tending to the soul. Or you can also think of it as your personal essential needs. Food, sex, money, shelter, basic essentials to function in a body. That is what we're conceiving anew. We've had the last several years of awakening consciousness, and then this last very specific year and a half with the Taurus Scorpio eclipses, realigning all those internal values and what you really care about, where you really want to invest your time, energy, and resources. And we had to flip the script again, and now you get to lay the foundation beneath those new values, unadulterated by past consciousness or old faulty perceptions or cultural conditioning or any of the above. We've had a major break to realign. That's the other beauty of eclipses, is we get to snap out of it, and activate some new neural pathways because of that interruption in the light. So we're claiming this again, not just on an annual level, but on a 10 and 20 year bigger cycle way. So what I've decided to do is I'm going to upload the Venus Circle replay and the Snake for November replay. That is part of the Soul Sister Circle. We go by the animals in the Soul Sister Circle. We go by the Venus Moon monthly contact in the Venus Circle. I'm going to put them in the fire ceremony classroom. Okay, so everyone that registered for the fire ceremony, they'll just be in there. And anyone else that wants to hear the Venus Circle replay or the Soul Sisters Snake replay, all you got to do is go in there and register for the fire ceremony. It's free. These other two are a subscription that's normally $25 a month, but like I said, I feel like the information and reminders are going to be really important for everyone to know, especially at this time in the bigger cycles, but also in this time of the annual cycle in a personal way. It's micro to macro, individually, socially, collectively. We're in a conception point of whatever the next level is going to be. So you don't want to do that from an insecure place or a hungry ghost place or a struggling to survive place. You really want to do some purification, cleansing, strengthening, fortifying, raising your vibration, beautifying your environment, and then setting the intention to call in the power and the prosperity and the protection that is yours by divine right. So those resources will be available in the fire ceremony for November classroom. Also, I did finally catch up all my Astro Tarot readings, and this is the time of year to get your year ahead and check in with your cycles and see where you're at. So if you're feeling like you want to connect directly, by all means, do that. If you haven't heard anything about my Soul Sister Circle or, you know, my story of how I got here and what I'm up to, that video is at the bottom of the blog, too. It's kind of fun to refer to. I'm still taking it easy on the schedule because I'm getting ready for 2024, y'all. I always do a special overview for the year that has the energetic support and the special alignments or special activations. And getting ready for that December Mercury retrograde call. Otherwise, reach out when you need to. Have a fantastic week. This is Kelly Beard of Karmic Tools signing off.